In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We celebrate this morning what is called a Rorate Mass. It's an ancient tradition, a candlelight Mass celebrating Our Lady on Saturdays of Advent. And the name Rorate comes from the introit of today's Holy Mass. The introit, sometimes known in more popular or modern parlance as the entrance antiphon, sets a kind of tone for the Mass of the day. And today's introit reads, Rorate Caeli De Super, hence the name Rorate Mass from the very first word. And those words literally mean, drop down ye heavens. Drop down ye heavens. Now, if we can agree that heaven is constituted by the very presence of God Himself in His essence and in His being, then we can also read, knowing that God is light, drop down ye light. This is a word of life from Isaiah the prophet, calling down the light of God into a darkened world, a prophecy of Christ, the true light, rendered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before Christ came in the flesh. All cultures and traditions seek the true light, even if that light in some traditions go unnamed. One of the most ancient prayers for light is in the Sanskrit language, just a few short words. It says, Tamaso ma jyotir gamaya, lead us from darkness into light. The two key words there are tamas, which means darkness, and jyoti, which means light. Lead us from darkness into light. Two opposites, only understood with reference to one another. We could not understand light without reference to the darkness. We could not understand darkness without reference to the light. And yet these things are not simply two sides of the same coin. One we instinctively shy away from, that is tamas, darkness. The other we instinctively seek, that is jyoti, light. Tamas is the darkness of ignorance, jyoti, the light of wisdom. But through the lens of our faith, we can go deeper than merely ignorance and wisdom. Tamas can also refer to the darkness of sin, and jyoti to the light of grace. At the end of just about every Mass, at the last Gospel, we read these words, In Him, that is, in Christ, was life, and this life was the light of men, and the light shineth in the darkness. The light shineth in the darkness. He leads us from darkness not only to an ambiguous light, but to the light that is Himself. Jesus came to a darkened world, a world of tamas. He did not come to bring light. Rather, Christ came as light itself. Jesus in His divinity is a beginningless light, but in His humanity, that light does have a beginning, a womb in which it is rooted and in which it is lit. And that point of origin of Jesus' human light is Mary. In today's Holy Gospel, we have one of the most beautiful encounters in all of sacred Scripture, when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary to announce the good news of the incarnation of our God in her womb. And he says very simply, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. I say that he says that very simply, but in fact in that one line is contained just about all of the theology that any of us would need to know. A Marian attestation, a dogmatic attestation of the divine light that is God the Father, and an attestation of the Son through the life of the Spirit. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. We could poetically substitute again full of grace with full of light. Mary was fully transparent to the divine life. A communion of love lived in her, and a communion of love defined her. Hail, full of light, the Lord is with you. Gabriel tells her, You will conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth a son. Again, we can expand on that to be understood as you will conceive in your womb, and you shall bring forth the light. My dear ones in Christ, there is a light in each of us, but that light is not of our own making. It is of God's. This Holy Mass, this Rorate celebration, reminds us that while darkness can seem so powerful, in fact, light is always and ever much more powerful than the darkness. As the saying goes, and it is true, by the lighting of just one candle, the darkness of 1,000 years vanishes. There is a light in each of us, and that light is Christ. He is born of a virgin, and when we love and live in the light that is Him, we are bringers of illumination, transparent vessels of light, true Marian souls. Jesus, the light, is born in and through each of us, Marian souls, bringing light to a world once dark, but now alive and alight in Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.